This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene.
Where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
Ooh. Hell yeah, dude. We're back.
Oh, shit.
Once again, dude, we have returned, man.
Back in black.
I got a boom arm now.
Hey,
I'm feeling real fancy schmancy, dude.
I'm gonna have to give me one of those things, huh?
I got you. I know a guy.
You know somebody?
Wally.
Wally. Bram, I'm trying to think. Would you need a boom arm?
Would you want a boom arm? Would you be interested?
Sure. I mean, that's cool. Boom arms are nice. Boomers, right? Is that what they call it?
Boom arm.
Boomhausers.
Mm-hmm. It's like boom a arm.
Boomhausers is what they call it.
Boomhausers.
Boomhausers?
Boomhausers.
We're going to boom some houses.
From King of the Hill.
I love King of the Hill.
Yeah, dude. I like that shirt, Brandon.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I'm a big Spider-Man fan.
Okay, so can you name your top three superheroes?
Okay, so first you got Deadpool, of course. I mean, you got to put Deadpool. Yeah, number one always.
Solid choice.
Then number two is Black Panther.
Hell yeah.
Number three is Spider-Man. Number four, Venom. And number five, Wolverine.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair.
Not all heroes, but I'm more of an anti-hero person myself.
Yeah, you got two. Yeah. Well, you got two or three anti-heroes in there.
Deadpool.
Three.
Deadpool.
Wolverine.
Wolverine an anti-hero.
Really?
I don't really know the comics that well. But he's kind of just like a good guy because he has to be.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's cool, you know? Yeah, he's trying to bang one of the good guys.
Yeah.
So that's why he's a good
guy. Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He came from where Deadpool was at, too. They both, like, had that same place, right?
Oh, the testing facility?
Yep.
Is that true? I don't know.
I think so. Yeah.
People are probably so mad watching this.
Yeah.
They're like, what this nerdy shit?
No, they probably know the lore.
Oh, yeah, probably know everything. I'm saying
idiots.
It wrong. They're like, that dumbass.
They
we know Brandon, but everybody else, that's bad.
Right? Oh, dude, you're breaking my heart, man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They're breaking it, man.
How did I break the heart? What happened?
So how you been?
Man, I've been good, but I got fucked up. There. Oh,
listen
shit.
Here, fucker.
What the fuck? Hold up, man. Hey.
What the fuck you doing here?
I'm here
for you.
Older. You here for me?
I'm here for you. Stand up.
Hold on, let me stand up.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Brandon.
Right.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
You don't listen to him?
Nah, man.
I come with an offering, motherfucker.
Oh,
can you believe this shit, man?
What the hell is going on here?
Listen here, I'm coming to save the Huntsville comedy scene from mediocre white comics.
Oh, shit.
I ain't white.
I'm not mediocre.
They've done enough to sully the scene. I have an offer for you.
Uh-huh.
You are going to help me host the What a Joke Comedy Open Mic at 7:30 p.m. on Sundays and the Fat Sammy's Comedy Open Mic every 8 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got too many mics going on. We got Clown College has a Pleasure Silver Bullet Mic at 7:30 on Tuesdays.
And Shag Nasty's at 9.
Are you going to let them gaslight you?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm going to do them all.
Before we make any rush judgments, will you open up the video on QuickTime?
We have a message.
QuickTime?
Specifically for you.
To the left. No.
Not that?
Yeah, that right there. This? Make it full screen.
All
right. We'll then play that.
Today is the day that we are transferring over the powers of the Black Panther.
Oh, hell yeah.
It fills my heart with great joy to let you know that the next Black Panther will be Brandon Willis.
Oh, hell.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, shit.
There
we go.
Hey, Dante.
Oh, shit.
Did I miss the audition?
Dante, how you doing, man? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I look kind of cute. What's up?
Listen here, fuckers.
What the fuck was that, man?
What the fuck you doing here? I'm here for you.
I'm here for you.
Stand up.
Hold on, let me stand
sit
up.
Down.
Sit down.
Sit down. Now stand up again. Right. Don't listen to him.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
You don't listen.
Hello.
Thank you for tuning in to this exclusive Moonshine News Report. I'm Dan Price.
And I'm Sierra Moses.
A Florida man is suing General Motors and data company LexisNexis for selling his detailed daily driving record to insurance companies that first refused to insure him and eventually doubled his premiums. The data collected and sold by GM included instances of hard braking, sudden acceleration, and multiple same-day visits to the same Tampa Gentlemen's Club / drive-thru daiquiri bar DUI Fridays.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at schools across the state. Students at the University of Alabama were shocked, saying, "We have one of those?" Administrators met to discuss the status of the school's only DEI program, the Alabama football team.
In political news, former President Trump said in a speech last Saturday that if he does not win the election, quote, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. Responding to criticism about the remarks, Trump defended his comments, saying bloodbath was clearly a reference to America's struggling auto industry. To which Boeing responded, what is the aviation industry, safe?
March Madness is back, and so is ISIS. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a shooting in a Moscow concert hall that killed over 100 people on Friday night. The tragic event is one of the deadliest in Russia in decades. U.S. officials warned Russian officials of a potential attack earlier this month and decided now's the perfect time to remind them of that. Because if there's one thing Americans love more than milking a tragedy, it's saying, "I told you so."
A trial in Oregon this week ended with the conviction of a man for the 1980 murder of a college student in Portland. Investigators got a break in the case when they were able to collect DNA from the suspect's chewing gum, which he spit on the ground while under surveillance. Sentencing is set for next week, and officials think he may go away for an extra long time.
In March Madness news, there were many upsets and surprises in the first round of the tournament, with underdogs like Oakland and Yale knocking out their higher-ranked opponents like Kentucky and Auburn. Auburn's loss marked their first defeat by Northern aggression since 1865.
Huntsville, Alabama has announced plans for a new two-day outdoor music festival to be held in September. Festival organizers hope to draw crowds from across the country while honoring Huntsville's roots and the unique local culture. The official name of the event will be announced in April, but early candidates include the Rocket Music Nerd Space PhD Guitar Fest and MAGAPALOOZA.
Many have speculated the whereabouts of Princess Kate Middleton in recent months, who has intentionally stayed out of the public eye. She announced this week that she has been undergoing treatment for cancer and chemotherapy, leaving many people surprised, sympathetic, and some embarrassed. Actress Blake Lively apologized publicly after she posted a photo earlier this month poking fun at the princess and recent deepfake rumors. "I'm mortified," said Lively, almost as mortified as when Green Lantern was released in theaters. Theories of Middleton's absence included the princess being a contestant on The Masked Singer, divorcing her husband Prince William, and some even thought she was dead. Said King Charles, "Not yet." That's all for this special edition of Moonshine News Reports. I'm Sierra Moses.
And I'm Dan Price on Phonem Grave.
Look at that genuine smile over there, dude. Thank
you, man. How you feeling, man?
I feel great.
No, we love you, Brandon.
I feel great right now.
That's
I'm
excited. Hell yeah, dude.
Right, let me sheath my weapon, bro.
You can stay in here.
You can just have real games.
Hopefully that audio is good. I totally forgot about the mic.
So, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Alex brought this to us, what, months ago?
Yeah, well, don't say it. It's as long ago as the production seems like it was. Don't die. Yeah.
Yeah, no. 2 days ago. We had no idea.
Well, Brandon, you're the Black Panther. How do you feel?
Dude, I'm excited.
Hell yeah. No, the idea definitely came when Jalen was when Jalen left. I was like, it sort of made sense.
I appreciate
couldn't fucking have Dom.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Man, I'm excited. Yeah,
dude, it's like that gray rhino over here.
Golden brown like turkey.
Yeah. These are going to be some big shoes to fill. By.
Hell yeah.
You going to fill them?
Hell yeah.
Bro. Some sandals yeah. to hell fill,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, right.
I'm a size 13. Like, damn. I got big feet. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that's bigger than I guarantee damn, you that's bigger yeah, than Jalen's.
Look at these volts. Big hell, man.
Sweatshop workers hate you, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, yo.
You decrease their efficiency by at least 25%.
That's why it's so hard for me to get them.
Hell yeah, the whole gang's here. Jake, we got Jake Muncy, who was the director of photography. director of photography.
Jake, aren't you canceled?
Aren't you a predator or something? He's the predator, dude.
This has actually just been a giant intervention for you, Jake, if you wouldn't mind sitting right here.
Yeah, dude. You want one of these chairs, man?
Oh, shit.
He just smacks us all across the face. Yeah,
like you
with
got
it.
The rustling chair.
I think what we need to do is introduce the Clown College fans to Dante.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I think we need to do that.
I think we need to do that.
So Dante, yeah, he has a lot of lore behind him. So
oh, yeah.
Yes, he does.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Alex.
People know about you.
Oh, yeah.
Take a seat, man.
Have a seat.
Hell yeah, dude.
Rotating cast of characters.
Musical chairs.
Close that door, Jake. Sure please. Closed.
Alex, you can come in.
Let me take a peek.
Nah.
All right.
That cup says Big Daddy.
Yeah. Perfect. So, hey, how you doing, Dante?
Man, I am doing well, man. You know, just living my life, doing the comedy thing, doing my thing.
I like the fit, man.
Hell yeah.
I like the fit.
Baba Booey, huh? Right. That's nice. I speak a little mush mouth too.
You speak mush mouth? I'm a homosabla
baba.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
All righty.
This is exactly how
I somehow believe it. Brandon really does know what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I speak. We're that close, you know?
Yeah.
We're like conjoined twins. We got unconjoined just so we can do this little skit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Beast paid for y'all surgery to get unconjoined.
I follow him, you know. He was like, hey, surgery for both of y'all.
Yeah, he told me he might give me $10 million.
What? No? He only told me $2 million.
Okay.
Y'all are getting paid, man. Yeah.
Man, I was. Like, he'd be like, you know what? He looks like he needs it. Here you go.
Low hanging fruit, dude.
Shit.
Man. All right. So you're a comedian here. How long you been doing stand-up?
In May, it'll be 2 years.
Oh, May wow. and 2 years?
Hell yeah.
May 8th, exactly.
Hell yeah.
Hell
Dante,
yeah.
Dante, you're a phenomenon. Like, you won't find anybody like Dante. Have look in that camera right there.
Mm-hmm. Style so unique.
You won't find nobody like this.
Yeah, you're some hilarious. Of my favorite jokes, man,
yep.
that I've heard in the scene, for real.
Thank you.
I don't want to give away, but the Jamaican Misfortune cookies makes me laugh every time.
That's one of my favorite jokes to do. Whenever somebody, you know how they ask us comedians, tell me a joke, I'll be like, what joke do I want to tell? What joke do I want? I know an innocent joke I can tell without having somebody run away right now.
True. Also, I just noticed that in this video, Jalen looks like a Hurricane Katrina survivor standing on that roof with his clothes all tore up, dude.
On the roof?
With the blunt and everything. I love you, Jalen. Nice. I miss you, man.
Love you, Jalen.
Thanks for the video.
Thanks, Jalen. Hell yeah. Shout out Jalen Brown out there doing it. Hell yeah.
Plies.
Not to be confused with the Celtics player, Jalen Brown. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Whoa. You don't like Brown's the Celtics? Better.
No, I don't care, man.
I don't like the Celtics. I'm a Lakers fan.
Oh, I'm a Lakers fan, too. I've officially converted to Lakers official.
I got a John Morant Pride edition.
Whole ceremony and everything to convert to Lakers.
Yeah, because I realize I love everybody on the Lakers. I love Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant.
Throw up the picture.
Will Chamberlain. Jerry West, all of them. I was like, dude, just fuck it. Just because they overpowered.
That everybody's waiting for him to mention.
I know you want me to say LeBron James.
I knew that's what everybody's waiting for that. LeBron
that ain't
James.
Real
no, because LeBron James is Cleveland Brown. Fuck it. Was the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Brown.
Not Cleveland Brown. Cavaliers and then Miami Heat.
You like James Worthy?
Yes. Yes, I do. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is my favorite.
He only knows players from the 70s.
Yeah, 70s. I'm old soul, man. I told you.
You don't know who I don't know these new with people. Kobe, Derek Fisher.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Shaq.
Shaq.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's
Andrew
good.
Bynum.
Who?
Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol, man. Paul Gasol now, that's a Ty Lue.
Yeah, I remember him.
Ty Lue.
Who is Ty Lue?
The one who got stepped over by Allen Iverson.
He was also a coach.
Yeah, nah, Allen Iverson, that dude's amazing.
Allen Iverson, man, he got out too early, man.
Didn't he cross up Michael Jordan?
Mm-hmm. I almost up pretty much everybody.
He crossed everybody.
Damn. He brought that style of crossover into the league.
He's got that deal with ChatGPT now, dude.
For real?
AI? Yeah, damn. He's doing all that stuff.
Oh, good for him.
AI.
You know he needs it.
AI.
AI.
Artificial intelligence.
I thought he was really the spokesperson for it.
Damn.
No, the joke was that he is the AI who's writing all the shit.
Artificial intelligence. Oh, okay. I thought you were just saying that.
Dom's nicknamed. Whoosh.
I mean, AI, he's got everything, don't he?
I think I stole that. I think somebody else said that, man. Well, you know me, man.
You know the comments. They say you're stealing jokes that really happened to you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Something my life experiences I stole.
He stole that stole joke. Them, it's like literally something that happened to you.
No, yeah, I stole him. Stolen valor.
That's my story.
Like, man, we all trip and fall. It's okay. We all have different experiences when we fall, though. Some people hit their head. Some people fall and roll. Some people, it's, you know, all types of roller. Shit happen. You're a roller?
I'm a roller.
Rollers are the safest.
When you fall, you roll?
When I fall, I roll.
Yeah, we know I'm a roller. Y'all saw it.
Video proof that Brandon's a roller.
Y'all saw I'm a roller. I'm a roller and recover.
Video proof he rolls.
Damn.
Hey, Brandon, if you fall seven times, how many times you get back up, dude?
How many times I get back up? I'll get back up as many times as I gotta get back up.
But if you fail seven, how many times?
If I fail seven times, I just keep rolling, man. Just keep on rolling, rolling, keep rolling, rolling, rolling,
keep
like
rolling.
A fucking ninja
rolling
turtle,
with the
man.
Punches,
fuck
dude.
It.
Seven times.
Rolling. You know, this is I watch Rocky,
hey,
man.
You know why he doesn't know,
I watch
dude?
Rocky.
You know why
no
he doesn't know,
dude?
Because he's not
how
counting.
How you can get back up from the head.
He's not counting.
He ain't counting how many times.
He's not counting, dude, because it's not about how many times you get knocked down, dude.
No.
It's about how many times you get back up.
Yep.
Quoted. He's seen Rocky. He loves it, dude.
Hell yeah.
Rocky Balboa. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Great dude. Amazing.
What's your favorite movie, Dante?
My favorite movie? I ain't gonna lie. It's between Space Jam and, let's see, the Mighty Ducks movie. The hockey thing.
The first one? Or D2?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
The whole franchise?
The whole franchise. Yeah, I love the Ducks.
Yeah.
I may be black, but I play hockey.
You play hockey?
I try.
I play hockey.
Oh, shit.
I legit be on the ice and everything, slipping around, falling, running to the wall. Obviously looking like a black person trying to play hockey.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. PK Subban.
I am definitely the token.
I mean, I tried to play hockey, too. I just couldn't afford it. Like, I remember 2 days I was on the ice rink, and I was just going around skating and bumping into shit, not caring. One dude was like, dude, you should come over here and try. You just don't give a fuck. And I was like, I don't. And he was like, come on. And then when I went over there, they wanted to charge me like a fortune. And then this, like, rich, like, mom came up to me and was like, you know, if you come in here, you're going to spend like $2,000 for this and that. I was like, well, damn, never mind. Fuck, I just wanted to run into people.
Gatekeeping ass crackers, that's what I call them.
That's probably what the fuck that was, honestly.
You know you got to have money to do this shit.
Damn,
you
know, that's badly
you
what
were in Alabama,
I got all my
dude.
Stuff for free.
Your kid's
for real?
Not going to college.
Damn,
on accident though. Oh, no, it was free on accident.
So you stole it.
Yeah, okay. During COVID, I got it during COVID. So
as long as it wasn't over $900
and everything, but then COVID started in the middle of me using the gear, and I never had a chance to return the gear.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up moving away, and I'm just like, oh, free gear,
yeah.
Free gear.
They got hockey here somewhere. Right?
Yes,
they got hockey,
yes,
right?
Havocs.
Huntsville Havoc, yeah. We went and watched one.
No, 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 not like, I mean like hockey anybody can play.
Yes,
like,
yeah, ice skating.
Ice
I've been there. Okay. Yeah. We got to all go.
UAH used to have a hockey team for the longest.
They actually still have a hockey team. They suck, though.
Whoa.
No they
those are fighting words, dude.
You gonna start some
go
shit.
Chargers.
Please, I even heard one of their players one time like, yeah, we suck, bro. I'm just like, oh, damn, okay.
Can't oh, dude, that. I have a special announcement, man.
What's that?
When I graduate in May, they let me put something, a message behind on the screen when I graduate. It's gonna be like subscribe to Clown College.
Hey,
Clown College Comedy on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Putting it out there, baby.
We're academics. Hey, we're an academic institution and people have to know that.
And man. In 3 years when I graduate, I'll do the same thing.
Me too, and probably two, hopefully.
That was generous.
I don't know how long until I graduate. I'm a junior right now, but I don't know my graduation day. My graduation day looks like cricket.
Man,
cricket.
I'm right there with you, man. On the other side, like, damn, that's
a long way. Graduation.
Yeah, man.
My favorite what? Kanye album.
Yeah. Which one?
Graduation
or Dropout?
Graduation. Graduation.
You know what? That actually was a good Kanye album.
Uh-huh. My Twisted Dark Fantasy.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, 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 that one. That was good, too.
That was good. Yeezus. Yeah, Yeezus. Ahead of its time, bro.
What about College Dropout?
That's
good.
Oh, no. Oh, that's the one I think I'm
thinking. Wasn't Gold Digger in that one? She take my money.
Yeah.
Wasn't
okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I like wait, I think one, I'm thinking sure of Homecoming, that was that dude. One? I think that's my favorite. There was Late Registration.
I got to look through the songs to know.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of Kanye's ideas than his music.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too.
How y'all feel about Kendrick and Tyler the Creator?
Who?
Kendrick Lamar and Tyler the Creator. Mm-hmm. How y'all feel about them two?
Kendrick Lamar was kind of like the GOAT rapper of my generation.
Yeah. I mean, Kendrick Lamar is good. Like, that Damn album was the shit, but who'd you say? Tyler the Creator. That's not my...
Y'all don't like him?
No. It ain't my Steve.
No.
I ain't gonna
lie. He's a different vibe.
Kendrick Lamar came out of nowhere for me because growing up listening to, you know, old school stuff like Tupac, Biggie, and old R&B 50. People as well. And then one day just randomly I heard somebody like, you never heard of the Kendrick Lamar? I'm like, Kendrick Lamar? Who the? That's why I ended up having to listen to it like after everybody's already bumped it for years and just like, oh, this is Kendrick Lamar. Okay, I like this.
It's Jonathan Silver's favorite rapper.
Yeah,
Kendrick Lamar.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right? That's right.
I'm playing. You know what's crazy? I realized the other day, which I should have been known, is that, you know, Poetic Justice, where like In the Thunder and Rain or something like that? I didn't know that was originally Janet Jackson's.
No, that's the movie. Yeah, Poetic Justice.
I didn't know that. I was like,
with
oh,
Lucky,
my gosh.
You ain't doing nothing but brushing that nappy ass fade, Lucky. That's a good movie.
I got to watch
Tupac,
that.
I Jada that Pitt, in a minute. It's Janet. Tupac.
Let me see.
He's a comedian too. The one who Lucky. I can't. Ah, damn.
Let's see.
He's the host.
Earthquake.
No, hell no.
Sinbad.
The swole dude. Tony.
The dude Hinchcliffe. That was on Friday.
Huh?
Was this a no. dude? No.
Tony.
Tony Hinchcliffe. Tony Robbins.
What is Tony Woods?
Tony Woods. Is that his name?
Tiger Woods.
No, that's.
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
Oh no! Let me see. Go down here.
Go to cast. Just type in cast.
Cast Rally. Here we go.
Yeah, Joe Torre. Yeah. Joe Torre. Oh. Regina King. That's a good movie.
That's a good cast.
That is a good cast.
Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou.
Yeah, is that's right? Okay, good.
What was her famous poem, man? I know she had a few of them.
There was one.
She's like real historical, man.
Oh, very.
Real respect.
Definitely historical.
Most famous
poems. Was it about a bird, man? Or am I tripping?
I mean, I have no clue. Poems.
Yeah, once we move into literature.
I don't, right over there. Your finger being comedic.
I might be thinking of Sylvia Plath, dude, that lady that killed herself in the oven.
I thought about trying to make, like, comedy poems. I'm going to say it on stage one day.
The Caged Bird.
See how that goes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. I know why the Caged Bird sings, dude. See, I know the culture, bro.
Okay.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there we go.
Brandon, can we get an artistic reading of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings from you, man?
Yeah. All right, you said an artistic reading? I got you.
That works as well. I mean, that's just kind of expected. I said artistic. A-R-T.
I know why the bird sings, real short.
Either or.
Just to clarify, I did not say autistic reading.
I mean, I got you.
But that's just as good, man.
Okay.
If not
Let's
better.
See, maybe this is a little. Oh, that's a lot. Okay. So, just read that little part?
Read us a little excerpt, dude, a little sample.
Okay. A little sample? All right, I got you.
Make sure you say it into the microphone.
All right. What you looking at me for? I didn't come to stay. I hadn't so much forgot as I couldn't bring myself to remember. Other things that were important. What are you looking at me for? I didn't come to stay. Whether I can remember the rest of the poem or not was immaterial. The truth of the statement was like a wadded up handkerchief, soaping wet in my fist, and the stoner they accepted it, the quicker I could let my hands open and the air would cool my palms.
Let's go.
You snap at poetry, dog.
All right. You know, I can only snap with this.
All right, so, Brandon, what does that mean to you, man? What does that message mean to you? How do you interpret that?
Damn, man. Hold on, let me think now. I mean, it sounds like somebody very passionate because I was just reading it. Like, I was like, let's make sure we get these words.
But she was reading with passion.
What do you feel when you read that?
I felt the tear coming when you were reading
dude.
That.
Oh, yeah, I got just a little passion.
What you looking at me for? Yeah. I was like, oh, God. Apparently. What are you looking at me for?
Sounds like somebody looking at him and he doesn't like the way they're looking
exactly.
at him.
Exactly.
That's honestly what I got. I don't, because when you read this, you just want to read it. You're like, get this word. Because I got something that reading be like a bridge.
Uh-huh. Reading's like a bridge.
That you got to cross. That's slowly opening up. And you don't want to fall through.
Like that person on restricted videos.
Yeah, oh my gosh, dude. Ooh. I saw that like five times. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know
about.
How they like let the drawbridge up to let the ships man. Through? Yeah. This person was on a bicycle and they fell in the crack when the bridge was going up. So they got like crushed and everything.
Oh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad. Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible way to go.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm. I think it probably isn't. Probably quick. Yeah, he probably.
Well, unless it depends on where you get squished at first.
Unless it got stuck.
Fuck. Oh, and that's the worst way.
Then you're like half dead.
Oh, fuck.
That is the worst way to go.
That is.
It's one of the, it's a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only way I want to go is death by snoo-snoo. That is the only way I want to go.
Yeah, everybody.
That's Futurama, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely
Hell
Futurama.
Yeah, dude. Love that show.
How does that happen?
You want to know how this Death by Snoo-Snoo happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get some big Amazonian women, and then they just have sex with you until you die.
Yeah. Whoa. They crush your pelvis.
Mm. Okay. That is a good
you
way to go.
You slowly bleed out.
That is a great
that
way
sounds
to go.
Painful.
It definitely it sounds glorious.
But it hurts so painful. Good, Brandon.
It hurts so good. Like,
it hurts so good.
He's on my side.
Dude,
I'm there. I'm right there with you, dude.
So nobody will be like halfway, hey, that hurt. Oh, shit. Like, just freak out and try to push him off you.
No, it'll be like, oh, my God, that hurts about. So good. Oh, my God. No. Keep hurting
Gal Gadot.
Me. Keep hurting huh? me.
Wonder Woman.
What?
This is who we're talking about. Amazonian women.
Wonder Woman.
Pretty sure she's Israeli.
I know, but
well, you know, now I couldn't do that.
The Amazon, Israel, dude.
But younger
same
Brandon,
thing. Both pretty dangerous places.
Definitely,
huh?
I said I can't do that now, but younger Brandon, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Younger Brandon,
like, yeah, older it. Now.
Yes. Back I'm in old your youth. Now, man.
Hey, that boy, 21.
Oh man,
he will be when this episode comes out.
Just get a whole pipe and just start.
Now I can walk into a cigar shop and they can't say shit.
You need a walker too, since you're old now.
Okay, man, not that. I'm never going to. Well, don't jinx myself.
Oh, my God.
Don't jinx yourself. That's how you jinx yourself.
I'm about to say, knock on wood. Knock on that wood.
I see a lot of people do that. He didn't think it.
You go straight to Walker, or you think you do Kane first? Well, I think Kane's a good move.
Told you, man. I watched Rocky. I'm motivation.
If you get like a cool cane, like a pimp cane, maybe like a cobra head on the top.
Yeah, you can get one of those when you like
purple jewels
60.
Is the eyes.
I would get a pimp cane.
I'll get one now.
Just walk around. Oh, yeah. And start. If somebody mess with me, I'll poke them with the cane. Pop, pop. Pop, pop.
I would have
put your knuckles out, dude.
Pop, pop, pop.
I'd have it and act like I don't need it. That's why. Like at first, I would fall. You know, I told you guys, Rocky. I'm motivational. So I'm not going to just let the world take my feet like that. I'm going to keep trying and fall until somebody's like, you need a cane. I'm going to get the pimp cane and walk around and act like I could do it until I can't. And then I'm going to sit down a lot.
Like FDR.
Yeah, exactly.
Black Panther.
Like FDR, dude. Don't let him see your weakness.
No.
You should get a cane that you pull it out and it's a sword, dude.
I would. Ooh. I would.
Fuck people up.
I would definitely. 100%. Yeah, I would love that.
Now that is.
That's also a pool cue. Like a 3-in-1.
It's a sword and a pool cue and a cane.
Yeah. He, same level, dude. He gets it.
Hell yeah.
I can imagine like you pulling out the wrong thing when you're trying to hit somebody with the sword and you just pull a like, pool cue out and you hit him on top of the head. Bah!
Oh, shit.
That's the pool cue.
Oh,
my bad.
No.
Now you're also playing pool, but you pull out the wrong thing. Oh, that's my thumb.
You got the blunt force trauma, and then you got the stab power, dude.
Wait, so
the blunt slasher.
This is normal for pool?
Split a blunt.
Is this like normal in the pool game?
Nah, slashing your thumb off is not normal.
No, not that. I'm talking about the pool cue or whatever y'all are talking about.
No, I just made that up.
Oh, man. I thought that was real. I was like,
no, you could probably buy one from Ace Prater, though.
Oh,
he'll probably make you one.
Oh, man.
Ace will make you one.
Hey, if you can make one, I'll take it. Play some pool.
Yeah, he went like that.
They'd be like, let me get my pool table. Like, why are you getting this pool stick?
Brandon's the only guy that does a hook shot in pool. You
know? That was great. Oh, you saw me. I was trying so hard. It took me the whole like open mic. I was trying to figure it out.
Looked like you're trying to get the buggy out.
Yeah, it was bad. I figured it out, though. We got them all in the hole, so.
It's hard to find that hole.
Yeah,
man.
It was very hard.
It'll escape you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how many times it took me to get it in that hole?
There's
how
a
many
little. Times?
Especially when there's six.
I was like, that sounded wrong.
There's a little adult nursery rhyme that you can find if you can't find the hole.
Ooh, tell us.
Oh, sure. You want to know the adult nursery rhyme you can find to find a hole?
Hit us nothing more.
Twinkle, twinkle, little hole. How I wonder where you are.
That was beautiful.
Hell yeah. Hold up, you need it. That's the official lag.
That is an adult nursery rhyme. For y'all that don't know, I do adult nursery rhymes, and I got adult nursery rhyme for almost every situation.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Man, and it's so that. Good. Well, when you come back, you coming out tonight?
I won't be back into comedy till in April, but when I come back, I'm coming back with fire.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Hell You've been writing some
I've
stuff?
I've been writing, and I've been going to fixing some of my rhymes, not rhymes, some of my jokes up and taking some stuff out, because I noticed that throughout the years, there's some stuff that don't get laughs, and it's just pointless of me saying inside of my joke. So I'm like, okay, let me take that out, but I'm going to keep this portion of the joke.
Mm-hmm. Cutting the
and
fat.
Then I add something else to that joke in the beginning or behind it to add more funny.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing to my jokes. So I got lots of my same jokes, but some of them might be a little different, like the Jamaican fortune cookie. I found more ways to do that. I'm not going to say it right now because that's going right. to be a surprise mm-hmm. when I get on
Hell
stage.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it, man. I want to hear all these new jokes,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Some the new, jokes, the old.
Yeah, I'm going to do new, old. You don't know what I'm going to come out with. Like y'all said, my comedy is all over the place.
Yeah.
I love hearing people
one of
like,
one.
You got
one
the
of
outrageous one. Comment. I'm just like, wow, really? Oh, my God.
You and Brandon go to school together, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
Juniors.
And you're a trombone player and one of the best bands in the world.
The best band.
Okay, my bad.
You're talking about the album.
Marching Maroon
yeah.
and White. MMW.
Yeah.
Bulldogs. To the day I die.
Hey, it's charges yeah, over here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not as enthusiastic about that, yeah. dude. We don't really have anything.
Yeah. It's in our blood. Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day, right? Like the University of Alabama system. So you got the University of Alabama, then UAH in Huntsville, and then UAB in Birmingham. University of Alabama has one of the most successful football programs in history, and their mascot is the Crimson Tide, an ocean full of the blood of their enemies. UAB, they're the Blazers. They have a fucking dragon. We got a horse, man.
Damn.
We got a horse, dude. And first of all, what the fuck? Like, what does a horse represent, dude?
I know.
Stamina.
Yeah?
They got stamina.
I mean, horses are
and
big,
y'all good
beautiful
at
beasts.
Trying.
Some, dude. Some.
Like, you got the stallion.
My girlfriend does horses, bro. Some of the horses, not that great, dude. I like that Frisian, though. It's imported from the Netherlands, man. That's like a... That's an expensive ass horse.
What's it
called? Pull up a Frisian, dude.
You said a Frisian?
Yeah, F-R-E-S.
Hold on, let's see. F-R-E-S?
I-A-N. I think that's how you spell it.
Oh, there you go.
Frisian horse, yeah. I think they're Dutch, dude.
I've never heard of
Look how beautiful that thing is, man.
Wow.
They braid its mane. Look at that fucking thing. That's
a
My Little Pony, bro.
Horse,
that's what I'm saying.
Look at that horse.
Man. If you're going to get a horse, that's the one to get.
That's probably an expensive horse, too. That's probably the most expensive. That's like the
she got a lace front.
The Bugatti of horses.
Yeah, they flew it in on a plane, bro. From
he probably was in first class and everything. Right. Going to the
hell
horse
yeah.
like
JetBlue,
would you
first
like some
class.
Horse chips? Would you like some horse hors d'oeuvres? No.
People had to sit behind this fucking thing.
Exactly. I was thinking, what if somebody went up like, hey, excuse me, madam, he turned around. Oh, that's a fucking horse. Never
what
mind.
Happens if you hit Fuck turbulence that. With a fucking horse in the plane, dude? It goes crazy, right? Because they spook easily.
Yeah.
Because you just see the brace.
They sedate it, you think?
I don't know, but they have to be braced in there for sure.
Yeah.
So they can't get out and tear up the...
Locked in.
Oh, hell yeah. I can actually imagine the horse, if it was in the people area, just walking through just... hitting his tail on everybody that walked by. It's like, come on, man. Why y'all got the horse up in here and everything?
Probably just
you know,
shitting
I was
going to
say, you know
pissing.
It's
going to
shit.
Yeah.
All right, when a male horse pisses, it has to, like, lower down its penis. Like, it unretracts it. Like, it it straightens it out.
Unretract.
Unsheaths it, essentially. I've seen
this. Makes himself bigger.
I watched a little bit too much. I was very intrigued.
What? Well, hey, man. No.
Y'all don't like biology, do man.
Hey, man, dude, you gotta learn. You gotta learn.
I bet you every male wishes they can do that. Just makes themselves bigger.
Okay.
Look, Brent.
Wait. So what are we trying to do one more time? I don't know why my mind just left. So what's happening? Whoosh. What are we trying to do again?
He said the male horses, when they gotta pee, it basically makes itself bigger. And I'm just like, I bet every male wishes they can do that.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah.
But they'd it sucks like, oh. if you can only do it to piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't, if you try to piss hard, that's just a whole nother. There's going to be pee everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
You got to stand at a certain angle, put your hands on like the wall.
It's a sad story.
It's a process.
That's a sad story.
Multiple steps involved. Nobody's happy, dude. And of course, that's the one time I forget to fucking put the seat back down.
Damn.
Talk about that. And there's piss on the floor. I don't want to clean it up either. Okay, it's not my fault.
Shit, if it was at
my place. It was a rough week.
They would call me right up. Hey, Brandon, we need you to clean this piss up right now. Somebody got it all over the floor. I'm like, fuck.
They call you for that?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, one time somebody flooded a urinal. Mm. How do you do that? It was like filled all the way up. And I'm trying to plunge it.
Bro.
And then it started leaking. I was like, bro, what am I going to do?
Wait, can you plunge a urinal, dude?
Dude, I had to try my best.
I just don't think about a urinal getting stopped up.
Bro.
Be some like diabetes piss.
they had to have something in there.
Glucose.
I don't know what they had, man.
They
flushed
something down that toilet. No way.
They passed like 12 kidney stones into the urinal, bro. That was blood.
Went to the other one. That was, ugh.
Was it the short one too? So you had to like bend down to get it?
No, I was getting my dick like, fuck that. And every time it would get off, because it was flooding. And I was like, fuck this shit.
Nah, that's
what I ran out. And then I had to get like, and then I was like, what do I do? And everybody's like, I don't know, Brandon, what do you do? And I'm like, what the fuck? This is just, whatever, man. So I go up there and figured it out. I got a mop bucket. And they were like, we're not giving you a sub this time. And I was like, okay.
What?
A sub.
You remember last
when he cleaned the homeless person's shit off the walls, they gave him a free sub. But obviously, like Brandon said, who the fuck wants to eat after you just
apparently they got the memo. I don't know.
And they didn't. They specifically told you they weren't going to give you a free sub for the piss situation?
No, but you can tell when you see somebody because you look at them. Oh, okay. You're like, no, nothing this time.
So they bribe you for cleaning up horrible
every
shit.
Every time. Like, I remember there was a homeless lady like taking the shower, rubbing the stuff. It was bad. Mm. Then they called me.
They make you clean the women's restroom too?
Oh, yeah. I got to clean it all.
Damn, dude.
Brandon, you get a raise yet?
A little bit.
You talk to them and tell them to get that you wanted to raise?
No, I'm coming back tomorrow. I'll talk to them tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you tell them.
You bet.
You want that promotion.
I've been here for too long.
You right.
I'm a grown ass man now. I'm 21 years old.
Yeah.
I want a fucking raise.
You old
I want
now.
To be paid like a person who comes in here and gets a job. And that's a raise for you.
No, but for real, do that.
Dude, I'm dead serious. And what are they going to say? No, and then you can go get a job somewhere else.
True. Yeah, dude. Everywhere is hiring.
Everywhere will hire a 21-year-old.
You're right.
Especially a college 21-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do, man.
And you already got the pool in Publix.
Yeah.
And if they want to act up and not give you this raise, I mean, just tell them, I'm going to have to look for a different job because I have to make more money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll invite them on the podcast, debate them live about why you should get a raise, dude.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about a fucking quarter raise either, dude. I'm talking about a raise.
You need to get paid. You need to look up how much the person, whoever the newest person is, how much they got paid, mm-hmm. how much they're getting paid. That's the minimum.
You
ask for a dollar more than that.
You got
and if they say they don't want to give you what they're giving, the rate that they're giving people right now, I'm like, well, I'll just quit and go get a job that has this rate.
You're worth more than that, man.
Hell yeah.
Or request a transfer, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might go to that Harvest one.
Come out to Harvest. I know some people out there, dude. They don't like me, but I'll get Blake to talk to
them.
I'll get Blake to talk to him, dude. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. Plus the other everybody left and went there, surprisingly, I found out. I was like, shit.
That's a place to be, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. I found out, so I might go there.
Yeah.
Do that. It's closer.
Hell yeah. All right, so JJ, I know you got to get out of here.
Oh shit! What time is it, dude?
3:26.
Okay, yeah.
What time you want to stop?
We can stop in like, we can keep going for like 5 more minutes.
Okay,
if you want to.
Right. Yeah. Well, we got this stuff to talk about. Let's see what we can do.
I think we got to talk about the Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Yeah.
I think we got to talk about the Chattanooga. Brandon had a lot of
you
fun.
You get to sit in.
Yes,
on
I did.
All right. So just watch.
We went down to Chattanooga. Me, Alex was driving, JJ, Brandon, mm-hmm. right? And Jake and Raina met us down there. And so we go down there. We hit two mics up. They're going well. We do good. Everybody's having a good time. Brandon gets a little...
He's a little fucked up, dude.
Too fucked up.
He gets a little lit, bro. Brandon, tell the people what happened.
Let me tell you what happened. So I was talking to Jake, and it was like a video game. If you ever played Red Dead Redemption 2, it was like that scene when he fell over. I looked over, and now I know it's just a spin. I fell on the ground, like, and I just hear people yelling. I was like, what's going on? And then 5 minutes later, I hear Dom. He's like, all right, hold on, get him up. Get him out. I just hear the background. I'm sorry, Brandon. I knew he was going to be fucked up like this. We walk in, somebody checking. And then we got to the car. I was like, hold up. I threw up out the car all over there. And then we were driving. And then after that, I decided to chug some Gatorade. I was like, maybe this will help. No, it didn't help.
I was so confused the entire time. Dude, Brandon started dying. Projectile vomiting. The bartender didn't have shoes on. She kept calling us gay, man.
Yeah,
it was a.
I didn't know that theme. Like they were really? Like, they said, all you guys want to jack off on a cookie and eat it because we were sitting in the back, but everybody else was sitting in the back too. It was like 20 people back
unfair.
There.
Why are you targeting us? Man?
Yeah,
dude, I don't want to be questioning my sexuality on Thursday night. Exactly. Fucking sucks.
And then
we almost died.
Alex saved our lives.
Alex saved our lives, man.
Thank you, Alex.
Alex Z.
Dude, we would have been wiped off the face of this planet if it hadn't been for his reaction time. Mm-hmm. So we were on the way back, and, you know, it's a highway, so there's two lanes going one way, a grass median, and then two lanes going the other way. A cop was chasing a car on the other side, but it veered over onto our side and was like about to hit us dead on.
Yeah.
We're going like 75, they're going 90. There was no chance we would have lived.
Impossible.
But the cop didn't have his fucking siren on.
He didn't have his sirens on. He had like the blue lights on, but you couldn't hear the siren.
Yeah.
And then, and like, we're looking, and Alex is like, oh, there's a cop over there. And I'm looking, I'm like, hold on. That car is on our side of the road, like coming straight at us. He pushed on the brake real quick, got in the right lane, and went up. That car didn't even budge. So if we wouldn't have saw it, like it was like in a split second, like probably less than a second that he got over.
Yeah.
But it took us all out.
I'm so glad he kept coming.
The whole podcast.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad too.
Ended, bro. Right. All three of the members would have died.
That's terrifying, man.
It would have been an Asian driver.
Man, it took the drunk ride.
That looks female.
Hey, that is why you should always pay attention to driving laws.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Dude, as soon as that happened, I was done. I just woke up. All right.
It's good. Sobered Brandon up.
Oh, quick.
All right, I got up. I'm like, temporary man, took it all out of me. What's up, y'all? What's going on?
So we found a way to sober you up fast.
I don't prefer it. But
before that, Brandon was passed out in my lap in the backseat.
Yeah, man.
We got a picture.
Just scare Brandon to
Damn. Oh, please don't put that picture, dude. I don't know what. Okay. You've probably already seen the image at this point, dude. I don't know what happened to make my head look like that, dude, but I'm sorry. It wasn't any easier for me to see than it was for y'all, dude. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I'm actually jealous of this little trip that y'all took.
Well, we need you back, Dante.
We miss you, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back.
We do. Yeah,
Doc.
Definitely taking trips with y'all.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a good time. Chattanooga's real cool. They always have us back. Birmingham's
Always shout out
been...
Jet Tatum for getting us on his mic
Hell
and sending the list over.
Jet got us on his mic and gave our names over to the second mic so we can get front loaded. That was really cool.
Go watch his Hell podcast, yeah. Jet Tonight.
Hell yeah. Watch that shit. It's good.
Hell yeah.
Applause. There you go.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. That's all of us. Brandon, I'm so excited.
We're so excited, dude.
We've been geeking about this for a while.
I'm excited. Yeah,
you
too.
Are the new Black Panther.
Wakanda forever. You got to do it like that.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda.
Yeah.